Over the past few weeks, I've been re-reviewing a St. Clair County case, 09-CF-632, a first-degree murder case. A search warrant in that file, which is now a matter of public record, said on Tuesday, June 2nd, 2009, at approximately 2:30 a.m., Lieutenant Greg Jonas of the Centerville Police Department was on routine patrol and exited his police vehicle to speak with three or four individuals. During a pat-down of one of the individuals, the same individual drew a weapon and shot and killed Lieutenant Greg Jonas. Many of you know about this, and like so many cases of officers killed in the line of duty, there were tributes which poured in from across the nation, and for good reason. Because too many people understood and understand the loss and pain his family and his community suffered. Because this year alone, 39 officers have been killed in the line of duty in the United States, according to the Officers Down Memorial. That's down somewhat from previous years, but some are calling it a war on the police, and with these numbers, it is easy to see why. And that's why we are here. Because tonight, as we lay down in our beds, chances are somewhere a police officer may be preparing to lay down his life. I know that's kind of a heavy way to start a speech, but that's why we are here. Normally, you would say your thank yous and acknowledgments up front, and I do want to thank Governor Quinn and our comptroller, and I want to thank Ted Street, our local FOP president, Jose Alvarez, for conspiring to have me speak here today, and I want to thank the family of Trooper Kyle Deathridge, and as well as the family of Greg Jonas, who is here today and whose killer has now been convicted of murder. It is an honor to be here with you, but this is a memorial. We are here to memorialize the dead. We are here to memorialize those who died protecting all of us. We are not the first, nor unfortunately will we need to be the last to do so. My grandfather was a NYPD, a New York City homicide detective, and I'm sure he attended many occasions like this too. But he would have to admit that things have come a long way since his days on the force. And any of his generation would have to admit the duties and responsibilities of law enforcement have changed and vastly expanded since those days. Today's cop is better educated, better trained, more ethnically diverse, and more versatile than at any other time in our nation's history. That's because we expect law enforcement to be much more than they once were. We rely on them to be much more than they once were. We expect them to be doctors giving CPR and delivering babies. We expect them to be psychiatrists handling the most challenging situations with the severely mentally ill. We expect them to be geneticists collecting DNA at every turn. We expect them to be computer engineers using the highest technology to catch a suspect. We expect them to be community organizers attending meeting after meeting after meeting to engage the public in the process of public safety. We expect them to do it all. The burden they carry is great, and there is nothing like seeing it firsthand. And as an assistant state's attorney and now a state's attorney, I've had the privilege of going on multiple ride-alongs with officers on patrol in different parts of my county, and it is exhausting, amazing, and humbling to see. They grab their weapon, their notebook, and their coffee, and they hit the streets, and again and again and again they receive calls from the dispatcher. Fight in progress, and they grab that mic and they answer, 82 is en route. Domestic disturbance, and they grab that mic and answer, 57, 1076. Shots fired, and they grab that mic and they answer, 82 is on the scene. And as I've watched these guys answer call through the night over and over and over again, there were a few words that kept popping into my head, words that I couldn't shake. Words from the Bible, of all places. Now, my wife and kids and my employees will be the first to tell you I am not a perfectly holy man. I got a mouth like a sailor, unfortunately, but maybe that's because I was a sailor. And on the tiny ship I was on, we all had multiple duties, and one of mine, ironically, was the chaplain, so I had to read the evening prayer every night when we were out to sea. So despite myself, somewhere in doing those evening prayers and those mandatory Notre Dame theology classes, something of the good book snuck into my brain. Because as I watched these officers answer call after call after call, the words of Isaiah came to mind. The words of God asking his servant, whom shall I send, and whom will go for us? And Isaiah answered, Here I am. Send me. Time after time, we ask law enforcement, who will go for us? Who will keep us safe in our schools and homes? And they answer, here I am. Who will stop the exploitation of our elderly? Here I am. Who will find our missing loved ones? Here I am. Who will stem the wave of drugs flowing into our community? Here I am. Who will comfort the rape victim? They answer, send me. Who will protect the abused and neglected? Send me. Who will stare the darkest part of humanity in the face and interrogate the serial murderer? Send me. Who will run head-on into a zone of gunfire? Who will run up into the towers? Who will run toward the bombs? Send me. When we ask the men and women of law enforcement to protect and shield us from the evil in our world with their lives if necessary, they answer, here I am, send me. That bold answer undoubtedly leaves the rest of us with a bold question. Have we earned it? Not have we simply done our annual duty, laid our wreaths, and paused for a few seconds of reflection, but have we really earned it? Because the men and women who have died, who may die today and who may die tomorrow, are dying for our safety, and so that way we may be free from danger. But that freedom is not just any kind of freedom. They are not risking their lives so that we are free to do whatever we want, free to be greedy, free to be indifferent, free to serve only ourselves, free to ignore the needs of others. No, they take that risk so that we are free to be compassionate, free to be honest, free to be kind, free to be brave, free to love one another, free to do God's work here on earth. And again, we must ask the question, have we earned it? Have we earned their sacrifice in the way we treat our spouses, the way we treat our children, the way we treat our neighbors? Have we earned it in the way we run our government and our politics? Have we earned it in the way we confront the horrific violence and disregard for human life we see in our community? Have we earned it every day and not just this day? Can each of us look in the mirror and honestly say that if those officers killed in the line of duty knew everything about us, as they died, would they have been able to say in their last moments, yeah, I'm glad I died for that person's safety. I'm glad I died for that person's freedom. God help us, we hope the answer is yes. But we know it can only be yes if we remember today and every day. We can earn it if we live our lives in a way that is worthy of the sacrifice of their lives. Now, that's no easy task, that's a tall order, and we will definitely fall short in the undertaking. But know this, the men and women of law enforcement will not hold it against us because they serve and protect even when we don't deserve it. Because they serve and protect even when we don't remember. But those of you here who are not law enforcement, I want you to look around and look at these officers in the eye and remember their faces. And I want you to remember the names read aloud here today. Because as long as evil lurks in the shadows, as long as our fellow citizens cry out in the night, as long as we aren't as brave as they are, as long as we still need heroes, they will be there. On Tuesday, June 2nd, 2009, at approximately 2:30 a.m., Lieutenant Greg Jonas of the Centerville Police Department was on routine patrol and he received a call. And like so many other officers, he grabbed that mic and he answered, here I am, send me.